ready? Here we go.
Now, Feb, Nick, as you know, I am dance training for Dance with the Stars All Stars every day. And over the weekend, I had a couple of big days, you know, publicity shots, doing lots of things at the venue where we'll be performing. So anyway, I was relying on taxis, so really early in the morning. So on Saturday morning, I called a taxi for like 5 a.m. and a lovely man, Roman, he came and picked me up and he drove me to the venue. And when we got to the venue, I'd been given really specific instructions because they're quite conscious of paparazzi.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously I've been announced and Beck Hewitt's been announced and who are the others? Tom Williams and Chappelle have been announced. But there's some they haven't revealed yet. So we were told to be very careful and we had to go into a particular entrance. So this lovely taxi driver, he was trying to get me. We were lost. It was very hard to find. And then I eventually said, park outside and we'll get them to lift up the boom gate. So he was driving in the boom gate and this lady just came out yelling, like, what are you doing? Oh. Where are you? You shouldn't be parking here. And he wound down his window and, you know, very politely, he just said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm here to drop off my passenger. Well, what are you doing there? The boom gate's going to drop on you. You're not supposed to be in here. And I'm not someone who loves confrontation, but I just thought, hang on a second, this poor guy.
Did you give her one?
No, I wound down my window and I said, excuse me, he's just trying to help. I was told to park in here and he's done nothing wrong and I don't know why you're giving him a hard time. And she apologised. I think it was a bit early for her, if I'm to be honest.
Well, she's just coming home.
By the way, this is how sweet of a person Fifi is. That her idea of like firing up starts with excuse me.
I know.
That has
what
never happened.
What bit of firing up was that?
Firing up.
I thought
is...
you got angry.
Well, I was
going
to
come out of the car and go, ooh, bang.
Okay, well, no.
Bit of Jackie Chan.
Oi, dog. That's how firing up starts.
Come here, hey. I'll give you one.
Well, then, okay, round two. This was the second
day.
Round two. Hang on. Right. Aman's come out with a card. Round two. Ding, ding, ding.
So the next morning, I had to get a taxi again for 5 a.m. It's Roman again. I mean, what are the chances? The same driver.
That's what you call a personal driver?
Well, no, it's not actually. I'm not kidding. I was dialing the number and Roman turned up and I said to him, I'm off to a different venue this morning. So we started driving. You wouldn't believe this. We were about 5 minutes in and warning lights came on his car and it broke down. Oh. His hybrid or something went wrong.
In the cabs?
He didn't charge it.
Jeez.
So Roman and I there, we've broken down in the taxi and I felt for him, what a bad day. And I think, you know, he felt like he was going to get into trouble. So I said, we'll call someone to come and, you know, the mechanic or tow truck, whatever you need. And he goes, no, I'll get you a new taxi. So he rang because he's got the direct switch, you know, goes to the switchboard.
Oh, yeah.
You did like a taxi relay.
Yes. So he rang on his like, you know, CB radio. He's contacted the head office and gone, I've got a passenger who needs to be picked up. And he was telling them where I was. Anyway, we waited about 15 minutes. They didn't come. So he rang them back. And then they were saying, well, we sent a taxi driver there, but they kept sending them to King. I was on William Street, but they were sending them to William Street in the city. And it's like, no, wrong place. Then he ended up saying, do you have a GPS? And she said, well, yeah, we have a GPS, but it's not specific. I was sitting there, like my blood was boiling, going, how are you a transport company and you don't
have
a specific?
Did you start with excuse me?
No, but because then she yelled at poor Roman. So the second morning, she said, excuse me, stop talking at me. I'm trying to figure out where you are. You're giving me the wrong directions. And there I was, guys, in the back seat. Excuse me.
Oh, she's kicked off again.
He's trying to help me. He's done nothing wrong. He keeps giving the specific directions and you guys are getting it wrong back at the office. Please stop yelling at Roman. Like, poor guy's had his car break down.
Then the third morning you call up for a taxi and Roman goes, not picking that Fifi box up. She's bad luck. She's a nightmare.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Maths, last night there was a blow up. Now, if you're not watching the show, you don't really need to just know that it was an explosive episode. Sam and Bryce went at it. Now, Bryce had an opinion about Sam and his relationship. He gave it to Sam, that opinion. It wasn't necessarily well received. And at the end of this fight, water was thrown.
On your right to stay last week at the ceremony.
Oh, oh Bryce, don't.
Every time I walk out of my room, I see Melissa crying.
Oh, do you? You are a compulsive liar. When has she walked out of the room crying?
Quite a few times, actually.
I haven't. Okay.
Tell me when.
I don't write down a time and a day.
Hey, that's it. I've heard enough.
He's a compulsive liar.
Let me say this, mate.
Damn.
Someone who works on a radio station, I think it'd be a lot funnier. And you're actually a bag.
Am I?
Yeah, you are, buddy. Yeah.
Less people like you in the world, it'd be a much better place.
Shut up.
Ooh, right. Heated.
And that was the bit where the water was thrown. And that's the bit I want to focus on. Drink throwing. Hmm. Boys, Nick, Fev, have you ever found yourself in a position where you've thrown a drink on someone?
I've spilled a few.
Yeah, I've definitely knocked some drinks out. Yeah. I don't think I've ever thrown a drink.
No, I don't think I've thrown one either.
I've thrown one.
Have you?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. I'm going to take you back to a little place, Cavill Avenue. Surface Paradise.
The only place to throw drinks.
And for people who remember the 90s well, back in the days of
Hooters?
Benson's and Cocktails and Dreams.
Cocktails and Dreams.
Are they still there, those
Cocktails
nightclubs?
Cocktails and Dreams, the owner of that is who I went in a restaurant with.
Really?
Yeah, ripped me off.
Well, it was not a happening place at the time even, because I remember, even back when I used to nightclub when I was like 18 and 19, I was still going early. Just always been a fan of an early night.
You have.
And when you go to a nightclub at 9, it doesn't have the same vibe.
Definitely not.
Anyway,
it really kicks off about 12 or 1.
This night, and I was with my girlfriend Kelly, Kelly Stambanis,
Stannis.
Yes, Stammers. She was Kelly Dixon at the time before she married Troy. But anyway, so Kelly and I, we were going out for a dinner beforehand, and we were sitting at this cafe on Cavill, open air, and there were these two drunk guys, but older men, they were like dads, and it was really, we were like 18.
That's the Gold Coast.
They're still hung over from Toolies.
And I was sitting there, and we were two naive young girls, and one of the guys was just trying to throw ice cubes down my top. So he's at a table nearby, and they were doing this competition. Actually, as I say this, I think about the various times in the studio that's happened.
Josiah.
Oh, it's not me.
Josiah.
Just got the gig doing that.
I just realised how inappropriate it was, and yet it happens a lot here. But anyway, at the time, they were, and it was this dirty old men trying to get these ice cubes down my cleavage.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was really awful. And I wasn't used to that. I was very naive. I've just come out of school. I didn't expect to be treated like that. No, I didn't play the game. I got so offended and I was so upset about it. But I wasn't a heavy drinker at the time anyway, so I wasn't sitting there with a drink or a wine. But I grabbed my glass of water and I went and poured it all
that
over
would have
him.
Showed him.
And he went bright red. And I think he was lunging to go for me. And I've just gone, Kelly, run! And we just raced down Cavill Avenue and we end up hiding in a garage because he was coming for us.
Jeez, this sounds like a violent crime.
I just love how
she went and played hide and seek after it.
I didn't mean to, because I was scared of this man. I mean, now I tell this story, these are the things that you put up with when you're younger and you just shouldn't put up with.
No, you shouldn't put up with that.
But, and I remember
Fever? There was a nightclub there on the Cav Ave.
No, I don't remember Fever. But what I do remember is being annoyed that it was a glass of water.
Yeah.
What
do you want it? Like a bourbon?
Fanta.
Coke? Yeah, it's that sticks.
That's going to be sticky. He's not going to have a good
night. Because water dries. Like if I had if something chucked on me, I'd go, water. But if you had like a bourbon or a spirit, that stays and sticks and stinks.
Yeah, particularly if you're in a white shirt.
Yeah.
And a nice glass of water on a hot Queensland night.
Yeah, that'd be refreshing.
You may have helped him.
Yeah. He might have been thinking you're playing an actual play in the game. I'll throw ice, you throw water. Ooh.
No! Natasha in Heidelberg. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good, Tash. Did you find yourself needing to pour a drink over somebody?
Well, it wasn't a drink. It was actually ice cubes, kind of like what was thrown at you. Yeah. I was at a nightclub and my husband was on the other side of the bar. And this girl kept trying to talk to him and get his attention. And initially I was throwing them at him to get his attention to be like, hey, come over here. Yeah. But then I just started throwing them at her because I just wanted to get her attention and be like, hey, stop talking to my husband.
And did you, because they're quite hard. I mean, you could actually hurt someone with an ice cube.
Luckily, I don't have a good throw, so I don't think many of them actually got hurt. But no, look, it was definitely not my finest moment. I'd had a few too many drinks. And then this girl ended up coming up to my friend and being like, what's your friend's problem? And she's like, well, you were talking to her husband. And this girl said, I don't even care that that's her husband. And then I didn't feel bad about throwing the ice cube after that.
Wow, the husband's like, still got it.
Yeah, he's probably loving it.
He would be wrapped.
Thanks, Tash. Bree from Mill Park. Hi, Bree.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Bree. Now, this was your mum finding herself needing to throw a water.
Yes, over me, actually.
What happened?
I was about 14. I was sitting on the couch and I was going through a bit of a rebellious stage and giving her a bit of a hard time. And so she decided, argument, to throw a glass of water in my face.
That's good.
That's
a good circuit breaker.
How did it go down, Bree?
We all just kind of stood there in shock. Even she was in a little bit of shock. She's not that kind of person. And I just stormed off to my room and, yeah.
Do you remember that moment? You would have had it then, Bree, when you put, you're so, I guess, rebellious to the point where your parents do something they don't like that they regret, but then you sort of win because you see in their eyes they're disappointed in themselves.
Oh, they're so disappointed in themselves.
So, Bree, you actually sort of won that.
It's like when your brother's asleep or you're on a footy trip or something and you put a bucket of water and you get the boy's hand because they're passed out and they dip their hand in the water and it makes them wee themselves.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You pee
your pants because you're thinking out, you know, when you need, everyone goes to the toilet in the middle of the night because your bladder gets full, but they think of water and their hand's in the water and they're out cold and they wee their pants. Or you put shaving cream on the hand and they itch their face. You ever done that stuff?
I've never, ever done that.
You haven't
lived. Another bullying / life hack.
You haven't lived.
There from Fig.
Robert from Ocean Grove. Hey, Robert. Robert. You there, Robert?
Hello.
There you are. There
he
is.
He was disappointed in his own story.
Robert, did you throw water at somebody?
Yes, I was attending a wedding up in the Yarrawonga area with my wife and a group of her work friends. And there was this one particular chap on the other side of my wife that annoyed me all night. And
Was it me?
Up the jug of water. I went to throw it over him, but the person on my side grabbed my arm, which made my arm bend, and my wife popped the whole jug.
Oh, no.
I was waiting for it. I was the bloke that he hit with the jug.
I know. Fev looked nervous because obviously.
Oh, God, here we go.
He spent quite a bit of time up at Yarrawonga. Robert, wasn't Fev. Thanks, Robert. Karen from Endeavour Hills. Karen, did you throw water?
Not actually water. I was at a party years and years ago, and it was just when the hipster jeans came in and all the girls are flashing their plumber's crack. And a girl was in front of me, and she kept flashing her plumber's crack in front of me, so I told her if she did it again, I would pour my vodka cruiser down between her butt cheeks.
You're the best, Karen. I've done this.
So, I've upended a bottle of vodka cruiser between her butt cheeks.
Yeah, well played. That's a good gag. You know when the boys are sitting at the bar having a cold one off the wood and you can see their crack, you walk up and tip your beer down.
You?
Everyone does it.
No, we don't.
Oh, you haven't lived.
I don't know what to do with you, Fev.
You people.
I mean, everything we say don't do is something you've done.
Yeah.
You would have done that.
A couple of times. He's
a lad. Leon would have done it. He thinks he's funny.
Absolutely not.
You would have had it done to you. That's the difference.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks. 101.9 The Fox.
It's been a couple of days since the Buccaneers took their victory from the Chiefs. What a big Super Bowl Monday that was. And one of the highlights, if you were watching it, but if you missed it, let's relive this, when a streaker took to the field.
5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line.
Yuri Andrade is the man in question. He's a Super Bowl streaker. And the story that's come out since then, though, was that Yuri bet $50,000 that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. Now, he had to go to jail, obviously, because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. But that cost $1,000 to get out of jail. So we're going to speak to Yuri now from Florida. Hey, Yuri.
Hey, what's going on?
Yuri, talk us through this. So if you put down a $50,000 bet that there was a streaker and you were in fact the streaker, how much money does that mean you made and have you got the money?
Well, here's the thing. Bovada had the odds at plus 750. So what we did was I called every single person I know and I maxed out all those bets, every single one that I possibly could. And then the rest, I just flew to Vegas. And we found a few books that took the bets and we spread the money out. But Bovada has frozen every single account and seized all the funds that even put a bet against it or for it for a streaker bet. So I got a call today from a big law firm here in Florida, and they want to do a federal lawsuit against Bovada. So I cleared about 300 already, but I'm working on Bovada to give the rest of mine. It was about 75,000 with Bovada.
So you've already got 300,000.
We'll see how that works out.
So you've already made 300. Yeah. You're right.
You're
and that
fine.
Is half a million Australian.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So they've taken the bet. Therefore, they should pay the bet, but they're saying because you bet on yourself, you can't receive the funds that you won. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're saying like similar to an insider trading type of thing, you know, like Michael Jordan blowing the game and
you are Jordan
and
streaking.
And betting on him losing.
So
no, I'm just using a reference. A basketball player blowing the game.
Yeah,
but I'm not part
that.
Of the game. I'm a streaker.
Yeah, you are. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. Every year, somebody tries to streak it. They're just not always successful. I mean, my best friend Vitaly, from the YouTube star, he's the one who set the whole thing up. We planned it together in Dubai for 2 months. So
wow,
he's been trying for 5 years, and every year he never makes it.
This is like an Ocean's 11, but streaking at the Super Bowl instead of stealing cash. Big plan beforehand. Your mate Vitaly, has he had somebody streak for him before at a soccer game?
He streaked the soccer game. He streaked the World Cup 2014 in Brazil.
That's fun.
I love it.
In the stands watching and filming.
Yuri, what I love about that, though, is there are some, I don't know, young Harvard grads in Silicon Valley spending 2 months trying to do a startup, and you're in Dubai going, who's going to run naked?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We were in a nightclub in Dubai drinking, and he was like, man, I really want to do the Super Bowl this year, but I never make it. And I was like, show me the video. It was Kelly Kay who did it last year. And I see it, and I watch her, and I see every security guard within 40 feet of her tackle her. I was like, dude, how about we just send a decoy? And he goes, that's a great idea. So we called my buddy, the craziest guy I know, Dougie Schaefer.
Yuri.
And we're like, Doug, how you want to make $5,000? And he goes, what do I got to do? And I was like, you got to run on the field in the Super Bowl. He goes, done.
Are you a bit upset you didn't make it to the goal line?
No, it was. I think it was a late hit. I would have got a flag. It would have been at the 1 yard line, you know.
Well, Yuri, it is fascinating.
First and goal at the one.
You took your clothes off at the Super Bowl. You put a bet on yourself, and now you could be about to make, in Australian dollars, nearly $500,000 Australian. It is a fascinating story.
Yuri, I've got to ask you that. Now, you and your mate, you've done the World Cup streak, the Super Bowl streak. What's the next big sporting event you'd like to run on at?
Oh, man, if I told you, they'd be ready for us.
Yeah, you need a decoy.
Well, Yuri, good luck with that. You definitely made that quite entertaining.
Well done.
And I imagine the bookies will no longer be taking bets on that, because that's just going to be, it's not going to be the Super Bowl. It's going to be like
I'm
a strip club.
I'm willing to bet that will never be a prop bet ever again.
Yeah, I bet.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
The wonderful Mel Buttle. Welcome to the show, Mel.
Oh, cheers, Fifi. Thank you for having me with your little male friends over there.
Oh, how nice to have another lady in the studio. This is lovely.
I'm getting the sense that that's a real treat for you. I'm picking up that vibe.
Fev, just talking about goals he kicked ages ago.
Yeah, she hates us.
Hey, Buttle, I see that you're doing the second half of the Comedy Festival. I'm doing the first half. Is there like a limit on borderline rangers this year? Are only one of us allowed to be on?
Yeah, I think it's sort of bearded comedians as well, because my polycystic ovary syndrome has really kicked in. Is this good content? Yes. We might be a couple of the only redheads in it, Nick, I think.
Yeah, it's our time of year, autumn.
Yes.
Get around us now.
Go the sources. Now, you do a little bit about Pammy, your dad's girlfriend, and you think the name's awful. Is there any other names that you don't like?
Oh, so many. Trent makes me feel sexy. I was an ex-high school teacher, so names are ruined.
Yes.
Like Blake. Blake was a kid who smelt like off milk. So that name's done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so many names.
Poor Blake.
Poor Blake.
What about
Jaden?
Jaden. We've got, obviously, with Nick, we're still getting to know Nick Mel. He's been on the comedy scene for a long time. You've worked with him, obviously done lots of gigs. What's he like gigging with? What's he like backstage at a show?
Nick has a shaky hand.
I thought that was just him being nervous.
Me too. I thought that for about 4 years, Nick, before I got the balls up to ask you what that was. Nicholas is a lovely man.
Oh.
He loves Looch. Have you heard about Looch nonstop?
We love Looch.
No, I've never heard about Looch.
He doesn't bring her up too often, but when he does, it's for about 4 hours.
I'm batting out of my league. What do you want me to do?
We all
want to hang on to this.
Yeah, she's hot. I've seen her on an ad.
She's a babe, your wife. Mm. My favourite is when you pop a photo of Looch up on Instagram and just caption it, "The stunner."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful words for your wife.
And then people write under it, "How?" Bradman.
I had a bloke this past weekend. I said, I think I'm batting out of my league the most out of any bloke in Australia. And a few months ago, he sent me a message saying, "I'm getting married in a few months' time. You wait." And then on the weekend, he just sent me a wedding photo. And underneath, he wrote, "Now you're second."
Oh.
He was bragging that he's batting the most.
Is she hot, was she? Show
us a picture. Was she a babe? What was her deal?
Not hotter than the stunner. Come on.
No, no one is. You can't be. It's not possible to be hotter than the stunner.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
Hey, Mel, I've got to ask. You went into the jungle this year, but not for very long.
No.
I'm a celeb. I think it's the shortest run, maybe, that any... Yeah. At what moment? You weren't in there for long. Why did you leave again?
Snakes, isn't it?
There was a snake in the camp, not just in the trial, but in the camp.
Was it a black mamba?
I don't know what it was. It was a black snake with a blue belly.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's enough for me. I'm treating this like school camp. I've done my 3 nights and I'm going home to mum.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, this year you didn't go over to South Africa. It was just like 20 minutes away from the Gold Coast. I reckon 20 minutes away from surfers, you're probably technically safer in the jungle near a snake than just walking down Cavill Ave.
Very good point, Nicholas. Yes, very good point. Look, the jungle was an amazing experience for the 48 minutes I was there. I regret none of it.
Who did you miss? Like, of all the friendships, because I loved you bonding with Tony Perrin. Yeah. I thought you two were striking up a firm friendship. Did you miss the Dipper and Abby fallout? Did you? Were you? Oh no, you were there for that bit.
I was there for the beginning of Dipper telling Abby what she can and cannot wear, and I was like, "Mate, shut your mouth. She's the only pair of norks we are going to see for a very long time in here." So I would not be telling her to pop a t-shirt over those.
Any good goss for coming out of the 48 minutes you were there?
Oh, good goss, good goss. Geez, I tried to set Petty Flair up with my dad, and she said she wants a younger woman.
You'd rather Petty than Pam.
Yes, I would. Let's get that on the record right now. Thanks, Fev. Yes, I would. I think Petty Flair might have a bit of cash behind her.
Yeah, does she?
Well, she dresses
she's a
like
housewife,
a woman.
Yeah,
desperate. Yeah, desperate housewife, real housewife, whatever. It's all just women's telling, isn't it?
From Petty Flair to Pam, though, I can't wait to see this and hear more about your dad's girlfriend, Pam, because she does get a mention in the show. And we can check you out, Mel Buttle, live, April 6th to 18th, tickets at comedy.com.au. Thanks for joining us, Mel. It was really nice
what
having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe you and your estrogen are about to leave me.
Hopefully Nick doesn't scare all the patrons away when you're back on the second week.
They're going to shut it down halfway through because of my show. No more comedy. Let the Rona out again.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Tones and I. Woo! Tones, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're great, Tones. We can't get enough of you. Your new single, Fly Away. I think we play it probably minimum 3 times a show, and our show only goes for 3 hours. We just love it.
Thanks. It's my favourite song that I've ever written, so that's really nice.
Get out. That's really... Oh, well, I say that because you've written so many good songs. Is that what it's like a baby? Like, which baby do you love more? Because Dance Monkey is still getting big run.
Yeah, I know. I think really what it comes down to is if you can go through the whole writing and recording process and listening to it before it gets released, which is usually a month, and then it gets released and still like it when it comes on, then that's pretty good.
Now, Tones, I was going to say, you know Fev, and we know you know Fev from when you were working at Southland, and he walked into, what was it, what store were you working?
General Pants.
Universal,
that's right. And we know there's a history there. One of our favourite things at the moment, let's be honest, it's Fev's favourite thing, is because when he's singing your song, Fly Away, he has a dance, and various members of his family, more often than his daughters, take videos. He puts it on socials, and then when you repost it, we love taking the mickey out of him because, and can I do this humble brag for you, you're followed by Elton John, Lewis Capaldi, Puff Daddy, Jimmy Kimmel, and we all say, Elton John has now watched you do that, Fev.
You're welcome. I can pump up more of your followers if you'd like, Tones. But I do get it. I'm so glad you did write this song because I said to my kids, and you've seen on the Instagram, I'm like, I think this has Dance Monkey covered. And Dance Monkey was like the number one song last year or the year before. Like, this tops it, and it tops it easy. I'm literally in the studio every time. Don't worry, Fee, you get the floor. You get
we're
the arms flapping.
We're
flying away. We love it. And you did say, Tones, that we're going to write a song together. And I'm going to take you up on that.
I would love to do that, actually.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to, like, see if we can write a song together, but you're going to have to be the one singing. But don't worry, there's tricks.
I do sound a bit like this.
He was dancing then. That's how excited he gets as soon as it starts.
It's such a feel-good song, Tones. But I also would love my good mate Fifi to come in because she thinks she's a bit of a rapper, Tones. I don't know if you know that. But obviously we'll sing the beautiful, we'll have the beautiful tone of you and I. And then Fee can come in and do this.
I was in the crib sitting by the fireplace drinking cocoa on the bearskin drug. Looked at myself and started to shrug. Got to the door, ding dong, who is it? My girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Tight as can be, fly dress and all. I knew that.
Are you happy to collaborate with an Eshay?
Something tells me that that's not an original rap.
No, did you not pick it, Tones? That's things that make you go, things that make CNC Music Factory. Things that make you go, yeah. It really had sort of a very older middle class vibe to it, I won't lie.
It's bad when your option goes back to no, I'll sing with Fev, thanks.
So when are we going to go in the studio, Tones?
Yeah, well, hopefully soon. I should be back in the studio hopefully next week. Let's try, and I'll help you with this song, but I don't want it to be like fully me or anything. Let's try and get.
Hang on. Let me get this right. We'll write a song, you sing it and make an idiot of yourself, and I want nothing to do with it.
No, the reason being is I want to see if we can get release a song, like make a little Spotify account for you, and I want to see if we can get it to chart on the ARIA chart.
Oh, this is epic.
Let's do
okay,
it.
This is happening.
And then we'll fly away.
I'll be your hype guy, girl, whatever.
Will it say featuring Tones and I, or is this just Brennan Favola with a bit of ghostwriting?
We'll figure that out, Megan.
Oh, she sent me already.
Tones.
I don't want to take anything away from you, but I'll make it short, stick. Let's call it something like Step Aside, Guy Sebastian, or something like that.
You know, I love it. Tones, you are such a good sport. We love you. We can't wait to see you, hopefully in person, when we're allowed to fly away. Available to stream and download now. We can't get enough of you on the airwaves, Tones.
Okay, I'll see you soon, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Tones.
See you, mate.